It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, arts, entertainment, food topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Hi there, it's Spencer Tracy with the BTS Mix Show, along with my good friend
Doc Hancock. How you doing, Spencer?
Hey, I'm great. Did you like the picture that I sent you?
You know, I did. It was a very, very funny picture. It's one of those emails you get during the day that kind of brightens your mood up a little bit. You know, you kind of get stuck in the hecticness of the day, and I think we all know how those days go. And to get a nice little email is always exciting. As you all know, I'm a big fan of cougars. And in case you're wondering what email Spencer's talking about, he said, here's a cougar for you. And it was a picture of this giant stuffed cougar, which was tremendous. And I really appreciated that. Brought a smile to my face.
Well, my lovely wife and I actually got a day off. That's about all I get these days, is a day about every month or so. And we went down to the Gage Hotel in Marathon, Texas. Now, the Gage Hotel is very famous. A lot of famous people stayed there. And they have a bar there that a lot of the celebrities just kind of fly in and hang out at, sometimes, you know, singers or movie people, whatever. And it's called the White Buffalo Bar. And it's inside the Gage Hotel. Went there and had a nice little relaxing evening, watched a little bit of the World Series, and then went, I came here for no TV. So we left, and we were walking back through the lobby, and Mo said, hey, you should get a picture of that for Doc. He will love that. And it's just basically a huge, giant stuffed cougar that they had resting on a coffee table in the lobby. And they also have, of course, a white buffalo that's stuffed. It's in the bar, and buffaloes all over and deer heads and whatever. So it's kind of a rancher hunting style hotel, but it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful place to stay at. And I thought of you, and she thought of you, and so we took the picture and shot it to you as soon as we got back home.
And that goes for all of you BTSers out there also. If you see any pictures of live or stuffed cougars, please send them my way. Of course, don't put yourself in any danger, but I do love pictures of the cougars. And if you see any suburban cougars, and you know the kind I'm talking about, please feel free to send those my way as well. I love pictures, and we'll put them up on the site. It'll be very good.
And I think that we need to invite Johnny and Dave from the ATS Mix Show to come down to Marathon and Marfa. Have you ever heard of the Marfa Lights, Doc?
No, I haven't.
The Marfa Lights are a phenomena that have been around since the times that the Indians roamed the plains in far west Texas. The mystery lights are what they call ghost lights, appear out of the ground and just a little bit east of Marfa. And a lot of people want to say, well, it's geologic or it's this or it's ball lightning. Well, there's no lightning. It doesn't rain that much out there. But on a clear night, you can see these balls of light come out of the ground and then just kind of dance around and move. The Army Air Corps built an air base just right there where the lights show up. And the lights would come out and accompany the bombers when they left. And then when they came back and the airmen, some of them would actually try to chase the lights. And that they finally put the kibosh on that because a couple of them almost crashed and killed themselves. But these lights come out of the ground. They dance around. They followed the bombers. They're like Foo Fighters. And I think the Army actually designated these as like a class 3 UFO. Whatever that means. In other words, it's a high level. This is kind of odd and unexplained. The Indians thought that they were ghost lights, but obviously it's some kind of strange phenomenon that still goes on. As a matter of fact, one of the benefactors built, Clayton Williams, who almost, well, ran for governor here in Texas, didn't make it, Ann Richards beat him, but donated land and money to put up a viewing area right there so you can actually go out there and watch these lights. And the Army Airfield is no more, but you can actually, if you want to, go on to Google Earth and you can see the Army Airfield. And then that's the general vicinity where the lights show up. So it's a very strange thing. It still goes on today, but I think that would be kind of cool to have the guys come out and maybe investigate that. And then we could all go hang out at the White Buffalo Bar in Marathon.
Yeah, man. Wow, I've never heard of that. That sounds amazing. I'd love to come out and see that. That'd be fun. Maybe play a nice friendly game of butt darts and hang out with the White Buffalo. I mean, that sounds like a weekend to me. I don't know about you.
Oh, White Buffalo butt darts. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It sure does. And man, you know, I love those old historic Western hotels. They are absolutely incredible. And there's so much history to them. And there's so much... Yeah, a character and charisma, you know, when you walk in. I remember I traveled throughout South Dakota for about a couple of weeks and just going into the old bars there. And man, what a piece of American history and what a really cool experience that was. I'll never forget that trip. That was a lot of fun.
All right, well, let's get started with the show, shall we?
Stop the music, boys. The show is about to begin.
This is the BTS Mix Show.
And what a show, what a show.
With Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
Yes, sir. And of course, we wouldn't be able to start the show without a little bit of controversy. And this comes in our breaking general news forum. And it says, controversial Confederate flag taken down and replaced by a larger Confederate flag. And this is posted by Sonia610. And this is out of ABC Action News in Tampa, Florida. The controversial Confederate flag flown near I-4 and I-75 will come down Sunday afternoon, according to organizers of the Confederate Memorial Park. The 30-by-50-foot Confederate battle flag will be replaced by another larger Confederate battle flag. The new flag measures 30-by-60 feet, so I guess an extra 10 feet on both sides of that. Sons of Confederate veterans spokesperson Marion Lambert says that the new flag ties the second largest flag flying in the United States. Once the original flag is removed, it will be portioned out as a fundraiser for the memorial. Lambert says the memorial construction is underway and should be completed within 6 weeks, except for granite monument installations. Organizers say the flag and memorial are not to promote racism, but rather pay respects to the parts of American history and those veterans who fought in the Civil War. Activists have raised concerns, but have not gained much support to protest its existence. So it brings up, I guess, the age-old debate of the Confederate flag. And what are your thoughts on this, Spencer?
Well, there's actually a high school in my hometown that are the Robert E. Lee Rebels. That's their football team. And they have Confederate flags. They don't make a big deal out of it. But down south, it's not as big a deal as it might, as some might think. There was actually, I don't know if you're familiar with the Commemorative Air Force. There was an air show recently here. The Commemorative Air Force was actually called the Confederate Air Force. But someone got it in their little mind that Confederate was a racist thing, though that had nothing to do with the Air Force and its mission, which was to restore vintage aircraft from World War II and fly them and keep them flying. And somebody decided, well, we're just not going to give you any funding if you don't change the name from Confederate. And so you've got to sit there and go, okay, there's a limit to political correctness. It's amazing how many people want to beat the drum of free speech. And yet, when they disagree with that speech, they want to quash it. They want to say, oh, you don't have the same rights that I do, and you can't do that because I'm offended by it. Well, you know, free speech offends people. And if you're doing it right anyway, you know, that's what we try to do. But it's not that big a deal. I don't think it's a big deal. I think the lack of support that this supposed controversy is not garnering is an obvious fact that people are just getting tired of political correctness. What do you think?
Well, you know, the Confederate flag's kind of interesting. It clearly is a strong symbol in our country, and I think it's a symbol kind of recognized around the world as well. And I think a lot of different people tie a lot of different feelings and emotions to it. I mean, personally, myself, growing up mostly as a Yankee, I guess you could call me, you know, I grew up in Colorado, then I lived in Indiana, and then moved out to New York City. My constant, symbolic ties to the flag are people who can't seem to get over the fact that they lost the Civil War. And to me, it's always symbolized it certainly doesn't necessarily symbolize racism, although I think that those images and emotions are sometimes attached to it, some more frequently than others. But, you know, I think it's always been a symbol to me of almost this divisiveness, this idea that, you know, that this country should be split to a certain degree. And that's what it's always represented to me. I mean, I've never had, I guess you could say, an intimate experience with it. I mean, my first, I guess, object of it, I was a big fan of the Dukes of Hazzard growing up. And of course, they had the Confederate flag on the car, which was the General Lee. And I don't think that the Dukes of Hazzard was necessarily a racist show by any stretch of the imagination. It was a South proud show. You could definitely say it certainly, you know, glorified the South, and rightly so. The South is a beautiful part of the country. But in terms of what it actually symbolizes, I mean, I think it's reached this taboo level because it does represent a certain amount of, you know, dividing the country to a degree. And I think people do harbor a lot of hatred for it because to them it does represent some form of racism or some sort of prejudice for whatever reason. And that could be the way it's been used over history, you know, post-Civil War, I guess you could say. It could be for a variety of reasons. I mean, I look at it in a similar way, and this may be too blunt of an analogy, but I always think of it kind of, you know, I look at it in terms of the way that the swastika is used. I mean, the swastika it's an ancient symbol that is it originally meant life. I mean, it was the circular, life is cyclical, and it's a circular pattern. And of course, Adolf Hitler adopted the symbol, to represent the Third Reich, during World War II. I mean, well, not, when he was kind of coming into power, and it represented, what he was kind of all about. And now that symbol has obviously taken on a completely negative element to it. So, it's not so much the symbol itself. I mean, the symbol itself is harmless in a completely objective sort of way. But if you look at it in terms of what it represents to a lot of people, then you start to get, I think, a lot of temperament flying around it. And I think it almost, I agree, I think we are too politically correct as a country, but I think it reaches a point where if it becomes that much of a trouble piece, I mean, you can certainly be proud of the South, and you can certainly, especially if you had family who fought in the Civil War and died, I mean, I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't be able to remember them. I'm not sure why we would need to tie something that is that controversial to that and fight it with such vigor. I guess that's my only point.
I like what Delta Boy put in a response to that. Learn more about the Confederate flag before you perceive it to be a racist flag, because the flag that I knew that represents slavery before the Civil War was the Stars and Stripes. Perhaps we should go cuckoo over that also. Well, I mean, that's a good point. And I'm not saying that, this war was divisive. It put brother and family member against family member. But to try to embody all that was, which was not solely about slavery. What it was about was states' rights and this federalist government. And there was a big war on that, where you had the industrialized North and the South, and the South saying, you guys don't really need to tell us about what we want to do here, because we have states' rights. The Constitution says we have rights as a state. And the other part of the Union said, no, you're going to do it this way. And never really started out as slavery, but that became a point of contention with the flag. So to try to embody all evil into the Confederate flag, I think is wrong. And just because you disagree with the speech, some people disagree with the speech, I don't think you should ban it. I mean, if we did that with everything, and God knows that there's lots of things out there that probably should, this is one of those things where you go, I can't see the problem with it. But then again, I'm going to get them there, boys. So anyway.
Just a good old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Nothing a little Roscoe P. Coltrane can't help. Let's face it. I don't think there's a situation in the world or a conflict that couldn't be resolved by Roscoe P. Coltrane. I mean, if we could just clone like 1,000 of him and send him out in delegations across the globe, we would live in the most peaceful world ever, I think.
And you know what we'd call it?
What's that?
Congress. Ha! I'm gonna vote you a tax increase. We're gonna get you, taxpayers. Okay, enough of that silliness. All right, let's jump over to the next thread, which is in the breaking general news: poker site cheating plot, a high stakes whodunit. What is this about, Doc?
Well, it's interesting. I picked this. I'm a huge poker fan. I love Texas Hold'em. Sometimes a little too much, and I was almost not addicted to it, but certainly infatuated with it for a good long while. And I've kind of mellowed out on it a little bit, but I still like to play, and I still think it's one of the greatest games, because it's one of those things that kind of combines luck and skill. And I like games like that, where you kind of can control to a degree your own fate within the game. However, there are obviously thousands and thousands of these poker sites popping up all over the place because people make good money off of them. They're very popular. They have tens of thousands of users on them. Some people play for, nickel and dime games. Some people play $1,000, $2,000 bucks a pop games. There's some pretty high rollers on there. So it's a very interesting thing. And of course, anytime something like this explodes, and with, the infatuation with the World Poker Tour and, the main event where people are playing for, $10 million, $12 million or so, this event has really taken off, and poker as a game has really taken off. So whenever you see, I think, a big, explosion of this sort of thing, you're going to see people taking advantage of the system, and that appears to be what's happening here. This is posted in by Evil Genius here. And it says allegations that cheaters manipulated the software powering a leading internet poker site so that they could see their opponent's hole cards have triggered a $75 million claim against a Canadian company. And you know, I guess it was just a matter of time before hackers were able to get into this thing and manipulate the system and cheat. I mean, you know, it's bound to happen, and I hope that this thing works out amicably, but. You know, I guess that's the risk you run when you play poker online. You know, just be careful, I guess, is the main point of this.
Yeah, just like anything else on the internet, it can't, if you're not seeing it in front of you, you can't confirm. Well, let's take, for example, a chat room, Doc. You're talking to these, not that we would do this, but you're talking to a sexy woman, and not that we have anything against sexy women. I should probably rephrase this. If we weren't married, we might be in a chat room where this happened. Okay. We're chatting to some woman who we think is, you know, rather flirty and whatever, and it turns out to be a 200-pound guy. You don't know who's on the other end. You don't know if the software is fixed or not. And that's kind of the catch here. People on eBay misrepresent themselves all the time. You've got to be careful. It's sad that you can't be as trusting as you'd like to be, but it's a mean world out there, and unfortunately a lot of the mean people have showed up on the internet.
Yeah, and they're really good at it, too, and they'll get you without you even knowing the gotcha. So I think a general good rule of thumb on the internet is just be careful figure this stuff out. You know, some really interesting posts about this. Nostalgic wrote in, so Danny Ocean and his crew have moved into the online scene. I've been hearing a lot about online gambling in the news lately, and I guess it's about time they expose some of this stuff. Now, I'm not quite sure what sort of stuff he's talking about, but that's true, man. I mean, look, gambling is riddled with crime. It always has been. It always will be. Wherever there's a lot of money sitting around anywhere, people will be attracted to it. And these cyber thieves, man, they are slick little criminals, man. They will get in there and they will take what they want and just leave you bleeding. No doubt about it. So.
You know what they call those now, don't you?
What's that?
Congress! Ha! Yo! All right. I'll quit now. Hey, let's jump over to the next thread. This is in the general chit-chat forum. I'm thinking of raising chickens that lay eggs. Okay, my response to that is, what kind of chickens don't lay eggs? Oh, that would be roosters, I guess. This was posted
by... You know what kind of chickens don't lay eggs, Spencer?
What kind of chickens don't...
Congress! Okay. I'm riffing with you, my friend. Forgive me.
It's all right. This is posted by DG Temp, or Tempe. I'm thinking of raising chickens that lay eggs. I'm trying to get as much information as possible. I already know on the internet that I have to buy 25 or more chickens to start. As you will see, I know nothing about chickens. For example, how many males and females do I get? Will chicken feed and water do? Would a homemade chicken coop do? Do they mate? Well, obviously they do. Is my ignorance showing yet? Will they hatch on their own? I don't want to have to get an incubator. Will they come with shots if I buy them? Good for me. Does anyone here raise chickens? I live in a rural area, farming area, so this won't be a problem. And besides, I just want to try my hand at a few. Anyone out there doing this? I'm serious about this, but I don't really know where to start.
I was actually really surprised of the amount of attention that this thread got, and it's all very, very positive information about raising chickens. And this really became a chat, I think, between a few users, Seagrass, Lysergic, and DJ Temp, and you know, this is kind of an interesting thing. So if you are interested in getting some chickens and laying some eggs, this is the forum for you, because, man, you get some good information on here.
I like what Seagrass posted. You can buy baby chickens and raise them in the house for the first 60 days or so. You need a dog crate or a cage that's large enough for how many ever chickens that you want. If you want just eggs, a hen will lay one every day or every other day. So if you want a dozen a day, you'll need about 15 chickens or so. Homemade coops are what most people build. They need to be warm in the winter, so they'll spend their time in the coop during the winter months. So you obviously have to have some way to heat that, I guess. You have to have some kind of netting or chicken wire for them to run around if you don't want the other critters to get them. So that's a good thing, too.
I guess I would have a problem raising chickens where I am, living in a one-bedroom apartment within a 40-unit building. I think people might start to get upset with me with all the noise. What do you think?
I think that would be cool. Remember you were telling me about the neighbors that would always like crank up their stereo and you wanted to just like, why are you so noisy? See, I think a rooster perched out on your fire escape at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, just letting rip. And that's a good way to get even. Maybe, of course, you probably wouldn't see the rooster after a couple of days, but you know, it's creative.
Well, you know, and if they're blasting their stereo downstairs, what I'd do is I'd simply take I don't know, 10, 15, maybe 20 chickens down with me. I'd knock on the door, and the second they opened the door, I'd push the door open and let all chickens run into their place, and then figure out a way to close the door behind them and just let them deal with 15 running around crazy chickens for a little while, see how they like that.
Oh, that's a mess to clean up, too. I like what Lysergic posted. Don't let your cocks fight. Well, you know, that's good. That's good advice, because cockfighting is cruel, and we don't like cockfighting. So just remember that.
That's right. And it just seems like it would hurt a lot, too, if you catch them adrift.
It's the spurs. You know, chickens have spurs. Did you know that?
Yes, they do. And they're razor sharp.
They are.
Hi, everyone. Dave Rabbit here with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. My partner, Johnny Anonymous, and I would like to extend a personal invitation to all of our members and guests to attend this year's Culture of Contact UFO Festival, being held in Jersey City, New Jersey, this October 16th, 17th, and 18th of 2008. It is the only event of its kind run by alien abductees and experiencers. There will be huge names in the field that are going to be there, and most of them will be stripped of their PowerPoint presentations, and it will just be you, the speaker, and a microphone. Special guests include Bill Burns from UFO Hunters, Richard Dolan, Steve Bassett, Peter Robbins, Michael Mannion, Dave Bidney, Jeff Ritzman, and others. Plus, there's a rumor that there might be a special guest or two that just might show up. This year's theme is Mythology is Reality. The keynote speaker, T.O. Kassen Ghost Horse. And he will take us to the heart of what that means. So come on out. ATS will be there. Mark Allen will be there. An event like this doesn't happen but once in a lifetime, and unlike normal UFO conferences, this one will not break your bank account. For all the details and ticket information, please check out their website at www.cultureofcontact.com. That's www.cultureofcontact.com. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to rub shoulders with some of the best.
You're listening to the BTS Mix Show with Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
And hey, welcome back, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Bad Albert.
No, not really. I'm Spencer Tracy, but it's good to have you with us again for another week. This is week 31 for the BTS Mix Show, and we decided to lighten this show up. Yes, you know, last week's show was a little heavy, so this week we're lightening it up and finding some great topics. I found this one. It's called Guilty or Not Guilty, and it's posted in the General Chit Chat Forum, posted by Shock Me. Guilty or not guilty? Come on, guys. Okay, hopefully someone indulges me, because I feel really stupid if they don't. I'll ask a question, and you answer it either guilty or not guilty. Then ask a question for the next person. Get it? I'll start, obviously. Have you ever got caught walking around in your house naked? Zameless was the next one to post. Guilty. And then asks, have you ever stolen something? And then Skeptic 1. Guilty. Have you ever cheated on your significant other? Now it starts to get a little more interesting, Doc.
Yeah, and then Zameless writes, and something to see here if you're really honest, haha, sex with an animal, ha. And of course, our good concierge, What You Know, writes in next, and of course, thankfully says, not guilty, unless you count some of my ex-girlfriends.
And there are some great ones in here. This is a cute little forum, and our next topic will kind of expand on this with a different word game, but I love this. This is a great way. It makes you think. It's creative, and I tell you what, our members on BelowTopSecret.com have a great sense of humor, and that is what basically powers this show, are your posts on these different forums and different threads, and you guys are hilarious. We love you guys.
And those are the ties that bind. You know what I'm saying, my friend? Those are the ties that bind.
Certainly. Guilty.
So this word game is really cool. Now that you mention it, Spencer, this was started by Shock Me here in the BTS forum, and this is in the general chit-chat section. It says, word game, I'll type some letters, and you make a sentence out of them, using the letter as the first letter in your words. Then make up some other letters for the next person. And for an example, Shock Me writes in WCBSBD. Water can be swallowed by dogs. My letters are SRDTMT. And Salmon read dirty text messages tonight, which was put in by Fish Need H2O. And then Fish Need H2O then puts GNBCTOL. And Lushy Slushy writes in, great night because Captain Told of Love. And this goes on for a little while. And this is a great game, too, that obviously complements the Guilty or Not Guilty game. And, you know, these are great, you know, the three-word stories and stuff that really gets, you know, people involved. And if you haven't seen this yet, I'd certainly urge you to get in. It's a lot of fun.
And if you have a game that you'd like to make up, feel free to post it. It's a lot of fun. That's what BelowTopSecret.com is all about, Doc. You know that, and I know that. It's about denying boredom, things to kind of lighten the mood, get your mind off your 401k that's now a 201k because it was cut in half. Just, you know, some things to relieve your stress and just have fun with. And BTS is a great community. You're going to find some of the best people on the internet here, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of people with a lot of time on their hands, people attempting to deny boredom, the Australians are, of course, highly skilled in this aspect, and this comes in our breaking general news forum. This is a giant gum in record books, and this comes from the Australian news. The world's second tallest tree has been found by Tasmanian foresters less than 5 kilometers from a popular tourist attraction. Standing about the same height as a pair of Rest Point casino towers stacked on top of each other, the 101-meter giant swamp gum is second only to 115-meter redwood in the Redwood National Park in California. The Tasmanian tree, estimated to be about 400 years old, has been aptly named Centurion, which is a Roman officer in charge of 100 soldiers. Centurion will also go into the record books as the tallest hardwood tree in the world, the tallest eucalypt in the world, and the tallest flowering tree in the world. Man, that is a big-ass tree, no doubt about it.
And proves once again that there are so many things out there that are yet undiscovered, whether that be under the ocean or in the jungles or even in your own bag. I mean, they find stuff all the time, different species of animals, subspecies of animals, and it's just amazing to see what they find. And I think it's kind of interesting that they found this only 5 kilometers from a local tourist attraction. Did no one notice that this tree was, like, really that tall? Or maybe it was just down low enough to in a low part of an area that the top actually didn't seem all that tall.
And it's just a reminder, you know, nature is a crazy, wonderful thing sometimes. And, you know, I've never been to the Redwood Park, but I definitely want to go, and I've seen tons of pictures, and it just looks phenomenal. I mean, for these things to grow as big as they are, man, it blows my mind, for sure.
And that's why us Texans love you Aussies, because you know what big is, too. and you know why they call it gum, don't you? A gum tree.
And on that note, we are going to take a short break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC. The BTS Mix Show.
Let's see, I like the way you talk. You're like Paddington Bear, but you're not a bear.
Now back to Spitzer and Doc.
Welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And Spencer, you were telling me a little earlier that you had a special visitor in your home state of Texas.
Oh, yeah, actually, came to town. This is what I meant to say last week, and I kind of got distracted because we had so many things we wanted to talk about. And I started on this little path, and then I jumped off of it. But actually, the president came into town for a fundraiser. Okay. Yes, our president, who claims this hometown as the town that he grew up in, the town that he's so proud of, that he learned his values in. Well, don't go crazy now, okay? Comes back for the first time since he was elected. And I'm talking elected like the first time he's finally made it back. Now, Laura comes back to town to see her mother and visit, and that's cool. We all like Laura. This is the first time that George is coming to town. And he shuts down the Secret Service. First, they go to like a Permian game in Odessa. You know, Friday Night Lights, Permian, the big famous football team. They go see a big football game there, and it's a crosstown rivalry there, and the Secret Service went and watched that game. Well, good for you. Then the president flies in the next morning. They shut down everything. I mean, they shut down the entire highway leading from the airport. It's just amazing, the security. I had some friends that worked for a TV station, and the TV station is at the airport. So he's like a general manager there. He gets his family, they get some lawn chairs, and they're going to watch Air Force One come in, okay, and land. Well, can you guess what happened next?
Some guys in black sunglasses came over and said that that's not cool.
The helicopter hovered over their position and almost blew them off the roof and told them if they didn't get off the roof, they would be arrested immediately.
Wow. That even exceeded my wildest expectations.
Yeah, that was sweet. I was like, did you get that on the live weather cam? Because that would have been cool.
Hey, there goes my friends. They're blown away.
Well, you know, he had his kids up there, too. And you got to say, I'm sure that, you know, a sniper is going to bring the kids along. Hey, it's Daddy Brings Daughter to Work Day. Come on, hon. Grab the AR-15. So anyway, they shut down everything. He comes into town for 3 or 4 hours. They do this big fundraiser benefit. He eats barbecue. People pay a lot of money to go and hang out with the Prez, and then he gets his butt back on his plane and flies out. A lot of people want to just take pictures of Air Force One. Oh, yeah, George is in town? And show us the plane. We like the plane. That's cool. So
We like the big, shiny airplane, not the president.
Yeah, and most people do.
Yes, yes, indeed. Indeed, they do. Here's what's crazy, man. You know, in tech, I don't know what's a bigger security risk, and I'm no, you know, Secret Service agent or anything like that, but... You know, here in New York, I mean, we've got the UN and we've got big time people coming in all the time. And you see the big motorcades and the guys with machine guns and all that. I don't know what's a bigger nightmare security wise, you know, an open highway in Texas or, you know, a very condensed, you know, lots of rooftops, windows and all that stuff in New York. I don't know what's more difficult to deal with, but it can't be easy either way. And you got to wonder, you know, I mean, in case you don't know this about me, folks, I'm probably not the biggest Bush supporter in the world, but. You know, in his defense, you got to wonder, does he not come home frequently because it's such a big mess like that and because they have to shut everything down? I mean, you know, that's got to get kind of cumbersome after a while. And you got to think, you know, maybe it's better if I just kind of hang back a little bit and let my Washington, D.C. team handle it like the way they know how to do.
But if you can't, you know, be safe in your own supposed quote unquote hometown that you were raised in. That doesn't speak a lot about your popularity.
In all fairness, Spencer, he was raised in Connecticut. I mean, he moved to Texas when he was like 10 or 11 years old. You know, so this whole, oh, the elitist East Coast people, blah, blah, blah. Your family is from Connecticut. You come from a line of wealthy East Coast bankers. Don't give me this. Oh, I'm a Texas cowboy. You're not allowed, Mr. President, to take on that sort of title. Cowboys are cool. You, sir, are not cool. Therefore, you do not get that kind of title.
Thank you. And by the way, that new Oliver Stone movie, W, is coming out, and it's actually getting some pretty good reviews. We're not going to talk about that today, but just other than just to touch on it a little bit. And evidently, it's, quote, fair unbalanced, so it might be worth seeing. Might check it out. I'll be one of those people, if they show it here, to go to the theater and check that movie out. It's called W.
Yeah, you know, it looks great, and when I first heard of it, I was like, oh, man, what's Stone going to do with this? Because he's obviously very political. And everybody that's seen it says it's very sympathetic to George Bush, you know, how this guy who kind of got in way over his head and you know, was living up to so many expectations. And I guess you kind of leave the theater almost feeling sorry for the guy. I mean, you know, all this mess and everything like that, it's hard to remember that he is still a guy. You know, he's still a human being. And presidents and politicians and movie stars, they kind of reach this godlike level. And to really see a human aspect of them, I think, is always interesting and always art-worthy, to say the very least. And Oliver Stone, I think, does a nice job with those kind of pieces. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, let's jump off to the new topic. And that is an email that I got from Rush. Now, Rush was actually the winner of last week's BTS Mix screen test, and of course we'll have another one of those for you in just a second. She writes, "Hi Spencer, it's Rush here. If you haven't heard, there's an ATS/BTS member calendar in the works, and there are still quite a few model spots open, especially for men. And I'm thinking, hey, she wants Doc and I to be in this calendar. No. Could you give this a plug on your next mix? If we generate enough interest, they will publish two separate calendars, one with all women picks and one with all male picks, possibly a 2009 calendar, but more likely a 2010. Apparently, the men are really being shy, which totally shocks me. Hee hee. Could you guys give this a plug on the next BTS mix?" And then gives a link for that. The tentative deadline for the pictures is Halloween of 2008, October 31st. A working link to the image is to be U2U'd to Cracker, as he is the final judge. He will award 10,000 points for submitting the pick, one per member. Profit sharing is kind of in negotiation. Oh, and the most important thing, they must be wearing tinfoil hats. This evidently is an important part of this whole thread here, that everybody that takes the picture, whether you're woman or male, you must have a tinfoil hat on, which I think is a great idea. This is not optional, and of course, follow TNCs. Ask them to please visit the BTS thread to see what months are still open. If you guys would do this, I would really appreciate it. And of course, anyone can U2U me at any time. Thanks, Rush 2112. So a little information on the calendar that's going on, and they're probably not going to let us be in the calendar, Doc.
Well, I was going to say, Rush, I'll be first to throw my hat in the middle of the circle. You can find a lovely photograph. I have many of them up. Of me, you can go to my personal website, and that is www.bradpitt, that's BRADPITT.com. Now you can find a plethora of pictures, I'm sure, some of me without my shirt on, some of me with my shirt on, whatever fits into the TNC, and you know, if you need the tinfoil hat thing, that's great. You know, we can Photoshop something on there, no problem. So again, www.bradpitt.com, please visit.
Yes, and if you'd like to see pictures of me, you can go to my website, My Life on the D List. My name is Kathy. All right. Enough of that. Sorry about that, Kathy. Time now to do the BTS Mix screen test.
Woohoo! Love the screen test and love it when Spencer comes up with an audio clip. And that's what we've got for this week's BTS Mix screen test. I've already heard it. It's great. It's awesome. Stumped me. Floored me to the ground. Floored me to the ground. What am I even talking about? But it's a good one this week. And I'm going to put a point value of 5,000 points on it. I think it's pretty solid.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start the projector here. Let me warm this thing up. All right. And here comes your clip.
I have nothing left. Nothing to give you. I have no pride. No dignity. No money. I don't even know how we'll make a living.
All right, so that's not Wall Street.
Surprise, surprise.
I would like to know the name of the actor and the movie. So you have to get both of these to get the 5,000 BTS points.
So the name of the actor and the movie, 5,000 BTS points. Sounds pretty good.
All right. Well, that does it for another edition of the BTS Mix Show. We hope that you have a great week. Don't forget you can subscribe to iTunes, pull this show down and load it and take it with you wherever you go. We have a lot of friends in the UK that while they're riding the tube, they listen to us and, of course, get a kick out of the people staring at them as they laugh with their headphones on since they can't hear the show.
And also, just a reminder, once again, another week has slipped by without us doing the BTS debate. And once again, it is my bad. I'm again in a new job and it is really kicking my butt. Things are starting to calm down right now. Cue ball, Rush, I will be in touch with you very, very soon. Let's shoot for this next week. And I promise we will have a debate to remember. For all of us here at the BTS Mix Show, have a tremendous week, and we'll see you next week.
Be good to each other.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website, belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.